Hey, good morning, folks. It's the 1st of November, and things are starting to get kind of jumpy here in Manila because we're about to get hit by a storm. It's called Raleigh. And it's supposed to be a big one, similar to what Typhoon Yoling was in the 70s. That was supposed to be a very strong typhoon, which hit and blew off the roofs of some houses, ours included. I was a little kid at that time, and I was exposed to the elements, and I ended up being in the hospital and had, you know, lung conditions because of it. I had weak lungs because of that thing. And now, the news is that we're going to have this new storm hitting, and it's supposed to be a super storm, and it's moved south. It's moved south, and the original landfall area was supposed to have been in Bicol, I believe. Catanduanes was hit really hard prior, a few days back, or maybe a week back, and they're still reeling from it. And now we're going to get hit by this new storm, which is supposed to be even bigger. As it is now, I'm getting updates from all over, from where I work and from friends and on Facebook. And people are, you know, starting to get ready for it. We haven't been hit by a very strong typhoon in quite a while. Thankfully enough, but hopefully this one doesn't make up for it, and hopefully Pagasa gets it wrong, because supposedly from the latest update I received, this super typhoon will be hitting Metro Manila and Cavite sometime midnight tonight. But it's already made landfall. It's hit Catanduanes, which is on signal number 5 now, if you believe it. And I don't think I've ever heard of a, you know, I didn't know it went to 5. I thought it was 4 and then it stopped at 4. Signal number 4. But this one's supposed to be excuse me, at signal number 5. So I hope the Pag-asa prediction is wrong. I have a hypothesis about that. But I don't know whether it'll hold true this time. Pag-asa is notoriously they're notorious for putting out predictions and the total opposite is what happens, you know. So that's held true in the past, and I've used that several times, and you know, it's tested. So hopefully they've got it wrong this time. But and right now, we just got an update from a friend saying that on Messenger, saying that it won't hit Metro Manila directly because it's already hitting Bicol, and it's already weakened because of it. So I don't know how that, you know, that the earlier update was. The first one, the one I just received a few minutes ago, said that, well, this is as of the update as of 11 p.m. yesterday. The typhoon's path moved further south, now setting up a direct hit on Cavite and Metro Manila. Alabang will be under the eye of the typhoon by 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. They expect the typhoon to weaken from 290 kilometers winds to around 180 kilometer winds when it hits Metro Manila. Similar to Typhoon Yuling in the 70s, the width of the diameter of the typhoon also increased from 250 kilometers to 500 kilometers in just 12 hours. So, malaki na ang coverage area of destruction niya. Ingat tayong lahat, according to the update. here's another update from a friend of mine, Marcel Antonio. Yeah, the artist. He said he's showing me a picture of a satellite shot. Here it says, I don't know if I can add this up to the cast later on. It says, Typhoon Goni just made landfall in the Philippines with 195 mile per hour winds, sustained winds. This makes Goni the strongest storm on record to ever make landfall anywhere on the planet. Ay! That's pretty wild. But according to this satellite picture, it looks somewhat north. It's the path doesn't look like it's going to hit. Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to hit Manila anymore. And it's somewhere up north. I'm seeing an image of the Philippines from satellite. It's a huge storm with the eye up north. Okay. Doesn't look like it's, if I'm reading this right, doesn't look like it's Bicol, but what do I know? And yeah, that was from Marcel Antonio. Thanks, Marcel. I hope I can afford your paintings. And he also puts in a note. He says, take note, ang bagal niya kumilos, which makes it truly terrifying. Yikes! I hope it doesn't have so much water. It's been raining here constantly. Cousin Jackie says, keep safe from the storm. And now, just looking at this update from another friend saying that it's from the Inquirer this time. Rolly now is a super typhoon. Rolly is the local name, whereas the other update was, I believe, the international name. It says Rolly is now a super typhoon, signal number 5, to be raised over parts of Bicol. Raised? Damn, it should be, you know, I'm sure they're battening down the hatches. Like I said, they were hit hard just a week ago. But it's good to know that this update from my friend of mine, Gabs, she says that it won't hit Metro Manila directly because it's already hit Bicol. And it's already weakened. That's a bit encouraging. So at least maybe you won't get a massive hit. And just watching on the news now. On the US now, what's going on there? It's like This is an update on the presidential election. Biden and Trump states, blah, blah, blah. Politics, politics. That's what's going on now. And hopefully it doesn't get worse. So that's the update for now. Oh, by the way, this is the first time I'm making this recording for my podcast. This is the initial show. Who knows, huh? One day, might be like Joe Rogan, have awesome guests, and have a lot of fun. But for now, just watching out for this storm, how it works out. So far I've taken a few measures, like told my maid here to go marketing, and we've taken in the plants. To all you plantitos and plantitas, take in your plants already. You don't want them being out in the storm. Take them inside your house if you can. Your precious little plants, your plant babies, they will not survive a signal number 5 if you leave them out. So take them in, and you'll be happier for it. That's just a little bit of advice from one plant lover to the other. Spreading love and positivity here. Hope everyone's safe and keep safe. And maybe you could be my guest or a listener here on the podcast one day soon. All right, that's it for now. It's something happening, so I hope you like it and tune in when you can in the future. I might give an update later on as it progresses. As of now, it's just a little update. Looking out the window now, I mean, it's raining, and all. It's raining quite constantly, but nothing crazy. It's a constant rain. There's a little bit of wind. The tops of the trees in front of my house are moving somewhat, and there's a nice breeze, but nothing crazy as of now. So hopefully it stays that way and doesn't get crazy. For now, this is it, because I still have a few plants to bring in. They're calling to me now, telling me, bring me in. We won't live out here. Okay, that's it. Bye. Hope to see you later on, maybe. Chat again. Bye for now.